After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report 192. What? What? 192. We're not playing here. We're not playing. We are making this. We're going to make this happen. You know, we are going to continue to make this happen. My friend Paul Swanson and our partners, Kevin and Janelle Batts of Red River TV and 46 News. Of course, Zoe Rachel out there doing his thing. You know what? We're going to bring more people on here in the next month or so. We are going to make this thing happen. We're going to be one of your sources that you come to every day. You may access us on the tbctampa.com page. You may find us where you find all your podcasts, and you find your podcasts freaking everywhere. You may see a post on Facebook. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and post this episode on Facebook right now. That way there ain't no doubt about it that we're there. And I don't know how many people are going to see it, to be honest. But at least we can document it. It's 11:21 a.m. here on the East Coast on September 14th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. So we're going to find out, aren't we? We finally cleaned up our Facebook account, so maybe we can do some more on promotion. Thanks to you. Thank you for all your help and your support. We appreciate it. More, the best, like the president says, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Frankie. all righty. Some things to talk about today. You know, it's been fun because you can see that the left uses a lot of the same tools again and again, that they only have a few tools in their bag. And destroying evidence is one of them. It is come to light that the Mueller team, in their Russiagate investigation, has found to have destroyed evidence. What? Yes. I know. You're not surprised. We tell people all the time. Sometimes, you know, I used to say that I am disappointed, but not shocked. And I still am. So I'm disappointed, but I'm not shocked. So we're gonna find. We're gonna talk a little bit about the soaking your phones in bleach bit. Okay, that's not exactly what happened, but we're gonna talk about what happened. How about that? The president was in a rally yesterday, I think, in Reno, Nevada, and in Nevada, not Reno, Nevada, Hendersonville or somewhere like that, Nevada. It was inside, but it was packed. And there were a whole bunch of people in there who weren't social distancing, who weren't wearing masks. I mean, it was crazy. And it's going to look a lot like, I think this is going to look a lot like it did last time. A lot like it is. I think the president is surging. I think that his support is surging. And it seems to me, at this point, on September 14th, it seems to me Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. So 45 will continue again. You know, it's so funny that you get some people who won't call him by his name. They want you to say her name, Breonna Taylor. They want you to say George Floyd, say his name. Ahmaud Arbery, say his name. You know, they want you to do that. But they won't give, I mean, the president of the United States enough respect to say that Donald J. Trump is the president of the United States. Now, they don't like it. I get you don't like it. I do. I so get you don't like it. A lot of people didn't like when President Obama was president. But he was still president twice. As he said, I won both of my elections. The only thing that he was super wrong about was that Donald Trump wouldn't be a president. In any case, we're going to talk a little bit about COVID seems to be abating. We're going to talk about some of these numbers. Because I think you have to talk about the numbers. I've said here on this program, and you guys know who listen every day, I am much more interested in the data than the models. Now, I know some of the, people who believe that they are all about the science or are wrapped up in models. Because usually the models are more apocalyptic, where the data is more realistic. And I think that that's a lot more important. So we're going to talk about COVID, and it seems to be abating. As a matter of fact, Nebraska is pretty much lifting all of their not quite all, but damn near all of their restrictions. How exciting is that? And I'll share what's happening here where I live, here in Hillsborough County. Hillsborough County is in the central Florida area, the west central Florida area on the Gulf side, just east of St. Pete, hour or so west of Orlando, for those of you who don't understand Florida at all. And there are a bunch of y'all. And shame on you. Shame on you for not understanding Florida. Florida is pretty easy to understand. And if you don't understand, hell, ask somebody. All right. We're going to be back right after these messages. Again, thank you for coming to the Morning Report, a production of FightbackMedia.com. 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 Calm. We'll be back right after these messages. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6832 35 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. All right, we are back. We are back. Thank you ever so much for your time, for your patronage. We appreciate you greatly. We do. Seriously we do. All right, let's get to it. Again, my name is Willie Lawson, and this is the Morning Report. Let's talk about what seems to be happening with COVID around the country. Excuse me. COVID, at the end of the summer, seems to be abating. It seems to be running its course. And maybe it already has. We learned last week or week before last, I don't know when it was. All the days are still smushing together for me a little bit. How about you? That there were only 6% of the COVID deaths were COVID-only deaths. The others, COVID might have played a contributing or even a significantly contributing factor, but were not the actual cause of death. So it would seem that this number right here, and again, when we're going to talk numbers, we're not going to talk models, but we're not going to talk about, well, this could happen and this might happen, and we may get hit by a giant meteor, or we could be on a marble. The universe could be a marble that large alien children are playing with. Okay, remember that at the end of the first Men in Black? Okay. that it could be that too. Maybe. Not at all. Currently on the CDC.gov website, and I love to use their numbers. Because then they can't deny their own. And I do this on purpose because they can't deny their own numbers. They can fight you with your numbers. But they can't deny their own numbers. Right now, on the CDC.gov website, covid.cdc.gov/covid-data-tracker, in the U.S., 193,195 total deaths. That's an addition of 107 deaths since yesterday. And this was updated on the 13th, on yesterday, on Sunday, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30 in the afternoon. Now, knowing what we know from the CDC, and I did a screenshot of that website because that whole idea is, you can look for it, but it's super buried in there. It is super buried, but it's there. Using that information, there have only been 11,591 COVID-only deaths. 11,592 COVID-only deaths. Now, before we go on, before we want to celebrate, before you want to take a victory lap, that's 11,000 people dead. They're still dead, and it's still tragic. it's still terrible. And especially when you think about the number of people, because of how this was handled by numerous states, died alone, who went to the hospital, spent their time in hospital, and died there, alone, away from family. How many seniors? Because what we do know, because of the numbers say so, the numbers of seniors who succumbed to COVID and died alone. It's sad. So I'm not taking these numbers, this 11,000 number, as some sort of victory lap. Please don't get it twisted. Do not get it twisted. I'm not taking these numbers as some sort of victory lap that we can go, woo, look at us, we're doing well. But there's a reality. There is truly a reality here that the number of, and this is a question that needs to be asked and asked and asked and asked and asked and asked until we make them give us the answer. Remember, attorneys never ask questions that they don't know the answer to. We know the answer, don't we? We know the answer. Why weren't the real COVID death numbers published? Why are you still using and publishing and publicizing deaths that are not COVID only deaths? And why are you still publishing and promoting these numbers as COVID deaths, even though what we know is that some of these deaths are people who didn't even have underlying conditions, but died exposed to COVID? They are included in these numbers as well. And don't you think that's misleading? Why have you not told people that the worst underlying condition that you can have is to be 85 or older? Because by their own numbers, and again, I love using their own numbers, by their own numbers, 33.32% of COVID deaths are for people who are 85 and older. By their own numbers. So the scariest, and if you combine them with the next age group, 60 from 65 to 80 to 65 and older, that's 53% of COVID deaths. More than half are people who are 65 or older. More than half. Now, do a lot of the people who are 65 and older have a myriad of other underlying conditions? Yes, possibly. Well, actually, probably certainly. And I have to say it this way because I want to be reasonable and I want to be rational about all this. Although the other side is simply not going to be either. But that doesn't have anything to do with me. How somebody else behaves doesn't have anything to do with me. That was one of the lessons that my mother taught me years ago. It doesn't matter how anybody else acts. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they do. Only thing that matters is what I do and how I act. So I'm going to continue to try my best here to be reasonable, to be rational about this. I am very much aware that those who are 65 and older can also have a myriad of other underlying conditions. So if you get COVID and you're 85 years old, it's not a good thing. Yes, they have some, there have been some people who are 85 years or older who have shaken off COVID-19 like a, you know, like a bad cold, like a bad cold. Like a, you know, a dog shakes off a flea. Yes, that has happened. But for the most part, that's not the case. We're talking about with 33% of COVID deaths are 85 or older. Wow. Why aren't they telling people this? Because COVID-19 is abating. The numbers, the numbers prove it. Every graph proves it. Every single one. Which is why you are here. You're starting to hear less and less about it. When you start looking at states, let's look at my state, Florida. Florida. Let me click the right thing. There we go. According to them, we have 654,900 total cases. Now, let's talk about what a case is or should be. Every time somebody tests positive for COVID-19, they count it as a case. No matter if the person is asymptomatic or not. Let's go ahead and break down asymptomatic. What we're finding is this: those people who are asymptomatic, who are diagnosed with COVID-19, a lot of times have so little of the virus. And that's the reason why they're not showing symptoms. And that's the reason why they're not contagious. And that's the reason why that a lot of them will not have any long-term effect. They have so little of the virus, but they're counted as a case anyway. So once you break down cases and what cases could be, and there have been false positives, and it's funny, every day. Now, I know this is anecdotal because it's going to take a while to actually get this data, and the problem is nobody's looking for it. So what I'm going to say is anecdotal. I'm just going to preface it like that. I've heard more than once, and you've probably heard more than once. And this isn't a story about, oh yeah, I saw this story on townhall.com, or I saw this story. These are people who have personal dealings with people they know, who come to me and talk to me about this stuff. Somebody who went to get a COVID-19 test, the line was too long. They say they come back. They signed up. They said they'd come back, and then didn't go back. And 2 weeks later, or a week later, got a notice in the mail that they had tested positive. Why? Why does this happen? It's because we have turned COVID into an industry. It's a damn industry. It's a way to make a buck. Negative tests don't make money. Negative tests don't make money. Positive tests make money. That's why here in my state, Florida, a number of labs got busted for saying that 100% of the people that we tested, or 90% of the people that we tested, were positive. And what happens then, that shoots up the positivity rate. But they don't care, because they're just making money. Because people who test negative, they go away. It's over. Woof, I'm done. Something else about cases. I think you need to know about what the words mean. Cases are a number that will only increase. And what we're seeing is that that number never goes down. Because what they're not doing, and they're not doing it on purpose, they're not subtracting people who recover from the total number of cases. Like here in Florida, we have 654,900 cases. Excuse me, 654,090 cases. Are those active cases? Well, the fact of the matter is, no, they're not. Even if you subtract the number of deaths, you're still not dealing with all the, quote, active cases. Even if, we've talked about cases already. So this, and the reason they're not doing this, because they know that the virus is abating. The numbers on in every state are plummeting. The deaths in every state are dropping. And they know it. And they know it. And it's really hard. As a matter of fact, it's impossible to keep up the fear porn when people are looking around them. People are looking around them and saying, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I just don't. It's not happening around me. It's not happening around me. And people are starting to notice. And people are doing what I'm doing. They are sharing the CDC's own numbers with you. And are looking at this number and saying, this doesn't seem so terrible. When you compare it to the normal flu, the seasonal flu, the seasonal flu can be a bitch. If you're older, the seasonal flu can wipe your ass out. My advice to people who have underlying conditions, who are elderly, don't freaking get the flu. Just don't. Don't get pneumonia. As a person who's gotten pneumonia twice in the past, 13 years now, it damn near killed me both times. Pneumonia's a bitch. We need to start working on ways not to get pneumonia. Now, there is an anti-pneumonia vaccine. I am not, at age 60 right now, I am not taking any vaccines. But I'll be honest with you guys. Before we take our break, if I thought that taking an anti-pneumonia vaccine would keep me from getting pneumonia again, I'll take it. I'll be honest with you. It damn near killed me twice. Pneumonia ain't nothing to play with. And it's still out there. And it's still killing people. So you don't want to get pneumonia. If you're older, if you have underlying conditions, you don't want to get pneumonia either. As a matter of fact, I've had pneumonia 3 times in my life that I remember. Once as a very little baby. I don't remember that, obviously. And then twice as an adult here in the past 14 years. Both of those second times put me in the hospital. So, question. My point is, question. We can fight over what the numbers are, but it is a much better argument. It's a lot more fun to use their own numbers and go, well, according to your numbers, there's only been 11,592 COVID-only deaths. Again, you can say, yes, being 85 is it's the most serious underlying condition you can have. Because that's the truth. And if we can argue from a position of truth, you can argue from a position of strength. If you're going to argue. And the people you need to argue with are not your friends at work, or not your coworkers, or your family. Is that we need to start going to some of these local officials and asking them, when? I told you I was gonna share our numbers here, and I've only got like a minute and a half to see if I can click the right buttons on my screen here, and see if I could pull up our numbers here in the Tampa Bay area. Give me just two shakes here to click that button and bring up this website. Praise the Lord for enhanced Wi-Fi. I would have never tried to do any of this on Wi-Fi a year ago. Never. Never, never, never. It would have been a friggin' disaster. But I can do it now, so praise the Lord. All right, let's look at this. And I'm getting this data. It's abating. I can see it's abating all over the country. I'm getting this data from the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Center dashboard. So let's take a look. Let's take a look. Bum, 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 it's coming up. Come on, Johns Hopkins, you pig. There we go. 160 cases yesterday, 152 cases today. And the average, we are here in this, here in my county, we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days under the average, under the 14-day average, 10 days under the 14-day average, a drop of 29% since last week. 29%. That's significant. That's not something you can blow off. We've had, unfortunately, we had one more death. Then we had a death over the weekend, I guess, a COVID-related death. And I think that's the terminology we need to use moving forward. COVID-related as opposed to COVID death. Let's use the right words. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back with more of the morning report right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that it's not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at tbctampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at tbctampa.com. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that it's not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this, and that's why my florist is not a website or phone number. My florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942 and at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Thank you. Alrighty, alrighty. Thank you ever so much. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, this glorious overcast morning here. It's just a pleasure to be able to do this. It's a pleasure to be able to connect with folks. It's just a gas. It truly is. All right. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why it makes me smile. Maybe it's because it's this constant confirmation that the things that we're seeing are real. That we're seeing a lot of the stuff that's real, that we're seeing through the smoke screen, the constant smoke screen that the left's putting up, that the media's putting up, that we're seeing through it, that God's revealing what's underneath. And what's underneath is ugly. But it's super important. It is vital that we see it. In an article from our friends at townhall.com, on Saturday, and let's see, is this Vespa? Who is this? Oh, this is Bronson Stalking. On Saturday, President Trump reacted to the news that special counsel Robert Mueller's team wiped their phones before turning the devices over to investigators. Sound familiar? Yes. They wiped their phones. That Mueller's team that were investigating Russiagate wiped their phones. Now, why is this a thing? Now, here in this country, what you have is a system by which the prosecution has an advantage, because the prosecution has the power of subpoena and they are investigating an alleged crime. In this country, the prosecution has to do is they have to turn over any evidence that they find that may help the defendant. They have to. It is law. It's what they have to do. If not, a lot of those cases will be overturned for prosecutorial misconduct. So if they're trying to get Junebug as a drug dealer, and they find out on the night in question, that they find out for sure that Junebug was not in town, that Junebug on the night in question was in Walla Walla, Washington, washing clothes at the washermat, and not on the streets of D.C. selling drugs, and then they find that out. They've got to turn that information over to Junebug's defense lawyers. They can't just hold it and say, yeah, we knew it wasn't true, but we're just going to go with the stuff that forwards our case because Junebug's a bad guy anyway. No. No. Adults, stand up. No. That's how this works. At least 15 phones used by the Mueller's team of investigators were, quote, accidentally, end quote, wiped clean. The new documents reveal a key tactic used by the Mueller team to destroy the evidence was placed on the phones on airplane mode, locked them, and then claimed to not remember the password. 15 times? Okay. 15 times? Put them on airplane mode, which means, and for those of you who don't know what airplane mode is that the Wi-Fi, the connectivity to the phones is shut down. So if you're in an airplane and you put your phone on airplane mode, it's no longer touching either Wi-Fi or the cellular network. which means you can still use it as a camera. So if you're on the plane and you want to record a video, you can still do that. If you're on the plane and you want to take pictures of the people on the plane, you can still do that. If you wanted to listen to some music, you can still do that. Your phone is cut off from the rest of the world. That's airplane mode. Okay, because some people, you know, it seems silly that I should have to explain that, but some people don't get that. They just don't. They don't know. I ain't hating you for not knowing. I'm hating you for not caring. So in any case, so at least 15 of these phones used by the Mueller's team were, quote, accidentally wiped clean. The new documents revealed. How they did it was they would put them on airplane mode, right? Lock the phone, and then say, "I don't remember what the password was." So at that point, the phone was wiped prior to review because the phone was in airplane mode, and the passcode was not provided. Therefore, the phone had to be restored to factory settings without review, without being looked at. The only way to open the phone was to set it back to factory. The factory settings. And what that effectively does is wipes the phone. They tell us, you know, when I've had a smartphone since very early in the smartphone game. I've had a smartphone. And your provider will tell you if your phone starts to get wonky, it's just one of two solutions. Change the battery, or set the phone back to factory settings, which means you will lose, if your phone's not backed up, you will lose all your data. You'll lose all your contacts. If you haven't backed up your contacts, you'll lose your contacts. You'll lose all the apps or connections to the apps that you've downloaded. You'll lose all the pictures. You'll lose all your videos. You'll lose everything. It'll be like you just pulled it out of the box. And occasionally, and I just did that to my phone. So occasionally you have to do that because maybe there's corrupt files or whatever. Or maybe there's corrupt people or whatever. President Trump rallied against the Mueller investigation, comparing the liberal team of prosecutors to crooked Hillary. Here's the president's tweet. Alert. So now we found out that the entire Mueller hit squad illegally wiped their phones clean just prior to to the investigation of them, all using the same dumb reason for this, quote, accident. Just like crooked Hillary smashing her iPhones with a hammer, deleting her emails. Phone was accidentally wiped prior to records review, reads an entry from Mueller deputy Kyle Freeney. Phone was in airplane mode. No passcode provided. Data unable to be recovered, so it had to be wiped, reads another entry. Senate Republicans have called on a DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz to investigate the destruction of evidence and hand over internal documents from the special counsel's investigation. U.S. Attorney John Durham's criminal investigation into the origins of the Obama administration phony Russia investigation recently netted its first guilty plea. Mueller lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith pled guilty to felony charges related to the fabricated evidence that was used to obtain the FISA warrant to spy on former Trump campaign official Carter Page. You can not like Donald Trump if you want to. That's not what this is about. This is not about the personality of Trump. It is not. What this is about is that there it was a, and this is a hyperbolic term, but it is untrue. There was an attempted coup. This was part of the quote, insurance policy, if Donald Trump won. So we have to, you know, so that is becoming more and more evident to be true. Well, how can you say that? I've just said it. U.S. Attorney U.S. Attorney John Durham's criminal investigation into the origins of the Obama administration phony Russia investigation recently netted its first guilty plea. Mueller lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith pled guilty to felony charges related to fabricated evidence, lies. They made stuff up to obtain a FISA warrant. Now, we've been talking about this forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. They went to the FISA court with trumped up, no pun intended, with lies, perjured themselves to obtain a warrant to spy on Carter Page. Basically ruined the dude's life. So when Trump said, they spied on my campaign and my transition team, and mainstream media went, the dude's crazy, and all those pukes on Twitter, there's only one problem with all that. It's freaking true. It's true. And that ought to, you know what, and if you still consider yourself being a true blue American and Trump's really the enemy, this stuff ought to scare you. Now, what they're not going to do is talk about it on CNN. If you're looking for the story on CNN, no, I'm coming on CNN. If you're looking for the story on, in the Wall Street, in the Washington Post, it's not going to be there. Not going to be front page news. This ought to be front page news. Just this paragraph ought to be friggin' front page news. It should be front page news. It's not. It is simply not going to be. And that is, and if you're worried about the Republic, if you're worried about keeping your democracy, this stuff ought to scare you. In an interview earlier this week, Attorney General William Barr said more criminal charges could stem from the U.S. Attorney John Durham's ongoing review of alleged misconduct and the origins of the Russia investigation. They have shot their wad on this. Which leads to our next story. Trump is surging. We see, even with their own polls, because more and more people are coming out. More and more people are coming out of the Trump closet. A lot of the people who were in the Trump closet, I'll tell you who they are. Who are the people in the Trump closet? The people who don't want to get in an argument in public. The people who don't want to fight their family members. The people who want to go to Thanksgiving and not talk about it. People who want to go to a July 4th celebration with their families and their friends and their coworkers and not talk about it and not get into a knockdown, drag out argument with somebody. They just don't want that crap. They don't have a bumper sticker on their car and they don't have a MAGA hat to wear because they don't want crap from crazy people, because that stuff triggers stupid people to confront you. And you don't want to have to pull your concealed weapon on some fool if you don't have to. Feel me? And those are the people who have been quiet, who didn't say anything in the polls, who didn't know if they were indeed getting calls. Not many people were. Those are the people who were just saying I'm not voting for Trump. No, I'm not voting for Trump. Especially if these polls went on before Trump got the nomination. Because a lot of people weren't. If you had called me before the Florida primary in 2016, I would have said, no, I'm not voting for Donald Trump. My support's going to Marco Rubio. If you'd call my kid, he would have said, no, I'm not voting for Trump. My support's going to Ted Cruz. So Trump's numbers would have been down, right? Except after Trump won the nomination. So ask then, so who are you voting for? Well, I'm voting for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's, and a lot of people voted for Donald Trump because, and it's true, and I can deal with that. It's true because Hillary Clinton was a worse choice. They believe that Hillary Clinton was a worse choice. The Democrats have not fixed their problem. I'm just going to say it. The Democrats have not fixed their problem. Right now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are a worse choice than Donald Trump and Mike Pence. They're not an alternative that the American people, that the same people who decided to cast a ballot for Trump instead of Clinton, it's the same people who are not going to cast that ballot for Biden-Harris. They're not going to. And now they're starting to show up in polling. They're starting to show up in polling. And the left is doing, and the left, in cahoots with the Democrat Party, are doing everything in their power to try to damage Trump. The ongoing Russiagate investigations that are still going on. It's insane. Keeping COVID, although COVID is abating, keeping it front and center. It's Trump's fault that 193,000 people, 195,000 people have died. It's Trump's fault. These deaths are on your hands, Mr. President. Interesting. When we know that, because we talked about it here a few minutes ago, that the worst comorbidity that you could have is being 85. And what did Andrew Cuomo, who is the king of COVID, according to the media, do? Send a whole bunch of 85-year-olds who are positive with COVID-19 back in nursing homes to kill more old people. And he's held up as the king of COVID. He's the governor who did it right. No. And this is the thing. More and more people are seeing it. More and more people are seeing it. More and more people are seeing that if indeed this particular virus, if it were as dangerous as CNN would have you believe, then how come there aren't a lot of homeless people dying who don't have access to all the things that you do? They can't work from home. They can't social distance. All this stuff. A lot of them don't have access to, or didn't have access to PPE, sanitation. Make sure you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds. If somebody can get my hands under some water for 5 seconds, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So why aren't these homeless people in these places? Why aren't we finding them loaded up against one another, dead like cordwood? Why wasn't that happening? Why did Sweden not lock down at all, and now we have similar numbers to Sweden? They didn't lock down at all, and they're not going to get a second wave at this point. Sweden is approaching herd immunity. See, we're finding these things out. None of this stuff is happening in a bubble. So they're keeping COVID going to try to harm Donald Trump. It's good in a sense that we're finding out. It's terrible in the sense that we have to find out about these things. I think this destroys. I mean, this is hard for people. Because the things that we're talking about now are just blow up a lot of times what we thought America was, what we thought who we were. And now we're finding out who we are. Now we're finding out who our government is. We had lived for a while saying that, we all want the same thing. We just have different ways to get there. No, that's not true. It's not true. Not true. We don't all want the same thing. Not at all. Not even a little bit. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll be back with for your consideration right after these messages. One of the things that I get asked most is, where can I get information that is not tainted with liberal bias, especially here in the Tampa Bay area? Well, now I have the answer. DBCTampa.com, a website by and for Tampa area conservatives. Tampa's leading conservative voices speak freely at TBCTampa.com. And you can too. So join the fun and enjoy the freedom at TBCTampa.com. If you are a true blue conservative, small businesses are near and dear to your heart. They are the lifeblood of our life and economy. I believe this. And that's why My Florist is not a website or phone number. My Florist is Bloomingdale's Flower Shop, Tampa's premier flower shop. At 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida, and at 6835 State Road 54 in Newport Richey. Call Christine at 813-933-1942. And at 727-232-6900. She can also be reached on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. All right. Thank you ever so much. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us today. All right, let's turn it down. Okay. This is something that I wanted to do for a while. I've already done one of these. This is for your consideration. You know, my son's birthday was Saturday, and he turned 30. And what's interesting is that a couple of days before that, I was approached by a fellow employee at my part-time job and was asked, she said kind of funny to me. She said, I hear that you're a Republican, Mr. Willie. And I said, yes. And I said, yes, I'm a registered Republican. And I told her the whole nine. I ran for office twice as a Republican. And I tried to give her the sort of thumbnail sketch, the Reader's Digest version of how it all happened. And, a lot of it had to do with about 30 years ago, my son was born and I had to reevaluate who I was and what I believed. As a matter of fact, I did a video on it. So if you go to my YouTube channel, and how do you get to my YouTube channel? Just go to YouTube and type in my name, Willie Lawson. That's W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody black spells her name with a Y like that. They just don't. You can see that video. Or you can go to the Fight Back Media website. You can find it there, too. It's on the Morning Report roll. On the Morning Report playlist, so it's there. So, I told her the whole nine. And she was cool. You know, she wouldn't fight me. She's a Democrat. I'm pretty sure she's not a Trump supporter. And that's fine, too. I don't have to be around Trump supporters all day long to feel safe, to feel like I have to watch what I'm saying. I think at work that we need to focus on work. It's the same argument a lot of you are using for, the NFL players. While they're at work, they should just focus on work. Okay. So, no, I don't wear my Trump 2020 shirt, t-shirts, because I don't have any underneath my work shirt. I don't do that. I don't have any secret buttons that I wear. I wear my uniform for work, like I'm supposed to, with my name tag on it. And I don't add to it. I don't. And I, unless somebody is talking to me, unless somebody asks me a question directly, I don't talk about my politics. I told her the whole nine. I was completely upfront. I wasn't trying to shuck and jive and duck and bob and weave. I told her the whole deal. I told her that I was able to speak at the first two Tea Party gatherings here in my town. And I did. And if we did it again, I would again. That I'm mostly Christian conservative first. Christian conservative Republican. Kind of in that order. No. Christian conservative Republican. Exactly in that order. And she was cool with it. You know, and not that we have been super close friends, but we've been good. We've been good workmates. We've been very pleasant to one another before, and I think since. And that's fine. Because we don't all have to have the same have this lock think mentality. Oh, you didn't ask what race she was. Oh, did you assume what race she was? I'll tell you later. But what's something I want you to consider is part of what people like me go through is the problem of woke white people. There is nothing worse. I'm just going to say it like this. There is nothing worse than a woke white person, than a woke white liberal. Nothing worse. Zero. And unfortunately, I have some people that I know personally who I have to put in that category of woke white person who understand the plight of the black man in America. You don't understand anything. You know, it's funny. I want to tell them, and I do some of them, that you don't understand anything. You don't understand a damn thing. Your level of education doesn't give you any insight into anything. Your level of compassion doesn't give you any insight into a damn thing. You don't have any idea what it's like to walk around in this skin, in this earth suit. You don't have any earthly idea. You don't know. And the worst thing about that is, that you refuse to listen to somebody who friggin' does. And some of you refuse to listen to somebody who does that you personally know. It makes it the most hurtful. That you won't, that some of my woke white liberals who say that they're my friends, would rather listen to somebody that they don't know, that they've never met, that they're never going to meet, instead of considering any damn thing that I have to say to them. Hmm. makes me want to reconsider if you're actually my friend. Guess what? If I'm your friend, part of what I do for you is listen to what you have to say, is to consider what you have to say. To take information that you give me, to take concern that you show for me, and take it seriously. And the fact that you won't do the same for me, because you have my best interests at heart. Are you serious? Consider this. The worst thing for black people in America is not racism, is not bigotry. It's the woke white liberal. If you want to see white privilege in action, start looking at the woke white liberal. Because that's where you'll find it. That is where you will see it. That is where you are going to see more of it than anywhere. When you look at some of these protests, what do you see mostly? Do you see a lot of black people? Not really. Are black people even minimally represented in these crowds? No. There is an article on the Fox News site that the New York City protesters leading lives of wealth and privilege busted for rioting. The so-called revolutionaries who were busted for rioting at a New Africa Black Panther Party rally took a break from their yacht clubs and modeling careers to be part of the mayhem. The seven comrades, including wealthy Upper East Side Clara Kramer, had their mugshots tweeted out by the NYPD early Wednesday, days after their arrest for smashing storefront windows in the Flatiron District. They were cuffed during a protest organized by the Panthers and the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement, groups condemning the death of Daniel Prude, who was killed while in custody at the Rochester Police Department in March. White kids. Aside from Kraber, the redhead daughter of an architect and child psychiatrist with a second home in Connecticut, five of the other arrested appeared to also come from privileged backgrounds, leading one police source to call their actions the height of hypocrisy. Frank Fullmaster of, Stuvant Heights, charged with rioting and possession of a graffiti instrument, is a freelance art director who designed ads for Joe Coffee and has also worked for Pepsi, Samsung, and Glenlivet, which is a coffee company. Among other high-profile brands, and has LinkedIn profiles and his portfolio shows. He studied fine arts with the concentration in photography at Florida State College in Jacksonville. And there's a Florida State College. We're not talking about Florida State University. Florida State College is actually in Jacksonville, because I looked it up, according to his LinkedIn. And his most recent address is a stately home in Reed Island, on Reed Island Drive, in the city's Tony Beacon Hills and Harbor neighborhood, a public records show. These people are well-to-do, privileged, woke white people. All fairly young. All incredibly stupid. They're the worst. Ektar Sered, a 27-year-old from Brooklyn who summered in Europe as a kid, is charged with rioting and possession of a graffiti instrument. When approached for comment at his protective Prospect Park South apartment Wednesday, Sered barked, "I don't want to talk to you. You can go away," and then slammed the door in the reporter's face. Elliot Ruka, a 20-year-old from Portland, Oregon, charged with rioting, is the son of a famed comic book writers, Greg Ruka and Jennifer Van Meter, according to his father's online bio. Rich white kids. Rich white kids. They're the most dangerous thing to black people. There is a video from my friends at Red River TV. I believe it's on our website. If not, it'll be on our website here in a few minutes. It's about 12:30. Golly, I've gone on forever today. So it's going to be on the website here in a little bit. So you can check it out. About a book written in the late 50s describing all of this. And you want to watch the video. The video is a lot shorter than this podcast today. In any case, thanks for tuning in. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.